And have your Bibles this morning, the book of John. John chapter number 21. John chapter number 21. Amen. If you was here last Sunday, these verses might sound familiar to you. We preached last Sunday on the thought, and we asked the question, Peter, do you love me? But we want to read these verses again here in John chapter 21 and verse number 15. And it says, So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, When thou wast young, and girded thyself, and walkest whither thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee, and carry thee whither thou wouldest not. This spake he, signifying by what death he should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, Follow me. Gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you this morning to just help us, Father, for a few minutes to help us turn our hearts, our thoughts aside and to hear from heaven, I pray this morning. Ask you to anoint us and make us an able minister of the Word of God, speak to our hearts, and just have your way, I pray this morning. In Jesus' name we ask, amen and amen. It says here, and what we want to preach this morning, the thought is, follow me. Follow me. See, true love for Jesus is not just a verbal confession. The Bible tells us that faith without works is dead. Now, we could say that faith without love is dead. Because, I mean, why do we work? Why do we do? Well, because we love Jesus. I mean, because we say we believe Jesus. The question that was asked to Peter is, do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Three times was the question asked, and at the conclusion of that question, in verse number 19, he says, follow me. Follow me. And so the question this morning is, what does Jesus expect us to do if we answered the question last week and said, we love Jesus, we love you? See, that's what Peter did three times. Peter, do you love me? He said, Lord, thou knowest I do. I love you. And he was grieved when he asked him three times, do you love me? And Jesus, after asking the three times, then he gives Peter and he tells Peter what he desires him to do. He says, follow me. You see, first of all, love demands a shift from affection to action. Peter was grieved because Jesus kept asking him to look at his own heart. And he kept saying, I love you, Jesus. But it's easy to say, I love you, Jesus, when things are comfortable. You see, Peter had already learned that. That's how come he answered in the way that he did, because he had been through something similar to this when he told Jesus, he said, I'm ready to die for you. If it comes time to die, I'm ready to die. Why would he say that? Because he loved Jesus. But amen. But see, he found out he wasn't. He found out his flesh was weak. He found out his flesh was weak. The proof of the partnership. Because see, every single time that Peter told Jesus, "I love you, I love you. Lord, thou knowest all things, thou knowest that I love you." What did Jesus respond? He said, "Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Feed my sheep." Amen. If you love me, amen. Every time that he said that, Jesus said, "Okay then, amen. I got something for you to do. I got something for you to do. Amen. If you love me, amen, do this." Love for Christ, it has to be more than just an abstract feeling. Just to have that feeling, but it must manifest itself as active. Amen. Love that is sacrificial. That's how Christ loved us, with a sacrificial love. Amen. And so Jesus had something for Peter to do. "If you love me," he said, "follow me." So he moved him from just answering the question, because we all know, and we've heard this statement, actions speak louder than words. Because, amen, we can say things. We can say that we believe something. We can say that we love somebody or something. Amen. And not respond in kind. But, amen, true love requires action. So love demands a shift of just simple affection and puts it into action. Feed my sheep. Secondly, following Jesus means surrendering our autonomy. The Bible says we're not our own. It said we've been bought with a price. I mean, we all have things. You know, we all have ownership of things, whether it be a little piece of ground or a piece of equipment or some animals and what have you. And, you know, there's another old saying about the old dog about, don't bite the hand that does what? That feeds you. Amen. We have things and we're bought with a price. And listen, when we read these verses down in verse 18, Jesus said to Peter, he said, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou wast young, thou girdest thyself and walkest whither thou wouldest. But when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whither thou wouldest not." You see, when he was young, he dressed himself, he went, he controlled his own life. But see, here's the reality of maturity in Christ. Because see, he speaks here of getting old. We know what that is, you know, getting, well, most of us do, a few of us don't. Not yet. But that maturing, amen, he tells him that as Peter grows old, he's going to stretch forth his hand and somebody else is going to have to take care of him. Somebody else is going to have to help him. He's not going to be able to go where he wants to. Amen. And see, God is telling us and showing us, amen, as we mature in Christ, guess what? You're not your own. Amen. Well, we want to go this direction, but God said go that way. Amen. And so we give up our autonomy for Christ. He now owns us. We are Christ's servant. Paul said that he was a bond servant to Christ. What bound him to Christ? Love. Amen. Love. He loved Jesus. Amen. And he knew that Jesus loved him. And Paul was convinced that nothing is going to separate me from the love of Christ. And so what did he do? He said, "I'm the bond servant of Christ. I follow him. I go where he leads." So growth in Christ means loss of our, giving up our independence to Christ. That we like to be in control. But we can't let our control override what God calls us to do. As Christians, as we mature, we learn that, amen, that God has the key. So true discipleship requires of us handing over the keys of our life, if you will, to God. And what does the Bible say? To be led by the Spirit. Now, why would we do that? Peter, do you love me? Follow me. Follow me. It's because of the love that we have. The third thing here is the call that we have received in Christ Jesus is worth dying for. Is worth dying for. When we look here in verse 19, it tells us, "This spake he signifying by what death he should glorify God." This is by what death Peter is going to glorify God. So, John notes that Jesus spoke these words to Peter. Now, when we think about these words, it might seem a little bit odd to us, but think about this. On the night that Peter denied Christ, what did Peter say? Peter said, "I love you." And he said, "I don't know what everybody else is going to do, but I can just speak for Peter. I'm ready to die." Jesus said, "Before the cock crows, thou going to deny me thrice," three times. Why did he deny him? Why did Peter deny that he knew Jesus, that he was who they said he was? Not me. Not me. Amen. And that last time, amen, with cursings, with an oath, he said, "It's not me." Because he was scared of dying. He was scared of dying. But now here is Jesus before he goes back. When Jesus, amen, when they're dying, and right here, what's he telling Peter? He told Peter, I'm going to tell you by what death you're going to glorify me. He was giving him some confidence. You remember the time when you denied me, and amen, your faith hadn't grown up to what it's going to be. But he said, "I can promise you that your faith is going to be real, because you know what, Peter? I do know all things, and I do know that you love me. And amen, you're going to die a martyr's death, but amen, you're going to do it, and you're going to love me all the way to the end." Amen. And of course, we know history tells us about Peter, amen, that they crucified Peter. He said he wasn't worthy to be crucified in the same manner of Jesus, his Lord and Savior. And he said, "Crucify me upside down." He'd give Peter a little bit of insight by how he was going to die. And see, he wanted Peter to know, "Peter, your faith, amen, it might have wavered at times. There might have been a time in your life when, amen, you were scared to face death for me. But, amen, you still growing, and there's going to come a day when, amen, facing death, amen, you'll answer the call and it won't bother you at all." Amen. He said, "Follow me." You know, Jesus had already wanted to know, because Jesus already told him that the way I'm going, you can't go. Well, but the times are coming when you're going to get to go. And you know what? Amen. If God tarries, we all going by the way of the grave one day, if God tarries. Now, we hope and pray that we don't have to die as martyrs, but we also hope and pray that if we do, amen, that we've got the courage of Peter, that we've got the love of Peter, that, amen, we love Jesus, and we'll stand the test, and we'll be faithful to the end. God help us. By the grace of God, help us to glorify God by the life we live, and help us glorify God by our unwavering loyalty when faith may cost us everything. It cost him everything. Because our ultimate destination is secure in the hands of Jesus. And Peter said, "I love you." He said, "Follow me. Follow me." The fourth thing is the ultimate command remains unchanged. We read in verse 19, the last part of that verse, and amen, it's the topic that we preach about this morning. And Jesus said in verse number 19, the words that Jesus spake in verse 19 was just two words. And He said, follow Me. Follow Me. After laying out the cost, the grief, the future execution, Jesus simply just utters and tells him, He says, follow Me. Peter, follow Me. We look back into the book of Luke chapter number 5, and we're going to see that how things so often do, they come full circle. They come full circle because He says in Luke chapter 5 in verse 10, and so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said to Simon, which is Peter, fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ship to land, they forsook all and followed Him. First time Peter ever maybe laid his eyes on Jesus. Jesus said, follow Me. And they did. They didn't know everything was fixing to happen. They didn't have any idea what they were in for. But amen, but they left their nets. And they followed Jesus. We get to see some of the things that they saw. We look through scriptures and we see some of the things, you know, that they witnessed, the feeding of the 5,000. They witnessed the raising of the dead, the opening of the blinded eyes. They listened to Jesus' teaching. They got to sit with Him when nobody else did, just off in the seclusion and hear Him and ask Him questions. And what they was doing is they was just following Jesus. I mean, they was following Jesus, and every day that they followed Jesus, I mean, they fell in love with Jesus just a little bit more and a little bit more. I mean, until they had followed Him, and Peter done made the statement, because there were some that in that day and that time that had left, they forsook Jesus, and Jesus asked them, the 12, the disciples, He said, will ye also go away? Now, I'm paraphrasing, but Peter said, Where are we going to go? Because we believe that Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Ain't nowhere else to go. We're following Jesus. We're with You. And in their, with their imperfect faith, amen, they followed. Peter thought his done got pretty perfect. We think that sometimes. Because of what he said, I'm ready to die. But he wasn't quite there yet. But he was following Jesus. He was headed there. He was getting there. He was going to get there. He did get there. But amen, it had been little by little. But in the very beginning, the first time they ever met, Jesus said, follow Me. He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men. And here they are. Jesus is about to ascend up into glory and send the Comforter again. And He's sitting and dining, and He's asking Peter, do you love Me? And He says in His last instructions, same thing He said at the first. He said, follow Me. Follow Me. He's still saying, follow Me. And so these are the exact same words. Follow Me. You see, follow is a versatile verb. Now, I know it gets scary, and my daughter's here, and when I start giving English lessons, some people say, you know, I have a hard time even talking English. Matter of fact, my daughter just the other day told me, she said, you just talked 5 minutes and didn't make one complete sentence. But it means a verb is to move, or to follow means to move behind, to act in accordance with. And a verb is every complete sentence has got at least one verb. I must not have put no verbs in them sentences I made. I left something out. I don't know. But a verb requires action. Follow. Follow. Peter, follow me. Or it may be an occurrence. Like as they watched the life of Peter, they saw that he was following Christ. A verb might be a state of being. They are followers of Christ. To follow. Jesus said, Peter, do you love me? And he said, Lord, thou knowest that I love you. Thou knowest all things. And Jesus said, follow me. If we look down in verse 21 of John 21, we'll see something that's interesting, because God help us with this. I believe we probably all had this problem at one time or another. Maybe we still struggle with it today. But it says in verse 21, Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, what shall this man do? He's talking about John. Jesus saith unto him in verse 22, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. You see, what he's telling Peter to do is, Peter, you keep your eyes on me. Quit looking over there in that lane. Quit looking over in that lane. Quit looking at that brother or that sister. Preacher, quit looking at that other preacher and his ministry and what he's doing. That ain't got nothing to do with you. I called you to follow me. Me. Your ministry, your preaching, your teaching, your life is not going to look like somebody else's. I mean, if they're following me, they're obeying me. And what's that to you, Peter? If John tarries till I come, I'm not interested in telling you what I'm going to do with John. I'm just interested in you. I want you to follow me. Amen. I'm going to confess, I'm guilty. I've been guilty. You look around at different things and you say, my goodness. Well, things just don't seem to be going that way for us, for me. Chris, I'd call you. I just called you to follow me. Follow me. That's what he told Peter. He said, follow me. He's called us to follow him. And God help us not to try to hold on to our comfort zone. We got one of them, ain't we? Sometimes God calls us out of our comfort zone. And I'm going to ask Brooklyn if she will to come and just play a song this morning for invitation. But Jesus, see, he knows our failures. He knows our life. He knows you. He knows me. He knows who we are. And he's still standing on the shoreline of our lives today, calling for us. And with all of our imperfections, he knows we're not perfect, but he's calling us. He says, follow me. As she starts to play this morning, I ask you, will just to stand with us, and every head bowed and every eye closed this morning. Jesus calls us to follow him. Peter, do you love me? Lord, I do. Thou knowest I do. Thou knowest all things. He simply says, then Peter, he said, here's what I want you to do. He said, you just follow me. I pray God give us grace today to follow him, to put into action that faith. And I ask you this morning, if you need prayer, if you desire to come and let us pray, we'll pray this morning, whatever the need this morning, while we wait just a minute. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank You this morning for Your blessings. We thank You for, Father, for Your Word. And we thank You for the grace that You give us to be able just to follow You. And we ask You to help us now. Father, touch every heart, minister to us. And Father, just put Your hand upon us and lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.